Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, October 1st, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Bear. Leading off today, Apple has launched its Apple News Plus subscription service in Australia and the United Kingdom. This means that Apple News Plus is now available in a total of 4 countries, with the UK and Australia joining the United States and Canada. In the UK, Apple users can access current and past issues from UK-centric magazines and newspapers, including The Times, Esquire, Empire, Hello, and Cyclist. The same goes for users in Australia, where Apple is promoting local publications including The Australian, The Daily Telegraph, The Herald Sun, The Courier Mail, The Advertiser, Vogue, and The Australian Women's Weekly. Furthermore, users in both Australia and the UK can also access United States publications, including the Wall Street Journal. Apple News Plus first debuted in March, and this marks the first time we've seen the service expand outside of North America. How quickly Apple is able to further expand it to additional countries remains to be seen, but it's clearly going to be a slow rollout worldwide. Magazines and newspapers in Apple News Plus are either presented using embedded PDFs, or in the native Apple News format. The PDF experience can be MetaCore, but publications investing in Apple News format can offer platform-native experiences with videos, custom layouts, animations, and much more. When you browse Apple News Plus, it'll be pretty clear which ones are just using a PDF and which ones are going all in on the Apple News format. To learn more about how to access Apple News Plus in Australia and the United Kingdom, read our full coverage at the link in the show notes below. In other news, Apple announced in September that the new 2019 Mac Pro will be made in the United States, despite some uncertainty over tariffs. Apple at the time said that the new Mac Pro will be manufactured in Austin, Texas, at the same facility as the 2013 Mac Pro. Despite this commitment, the United States Trade Representative's office has now denied Apple's request for tariff exemption on certain components for the Mac Pro that are made in China. Apple's request for relief from 25% tariffs has been denied for the Mac Pro wheels, a circuit board that manages input and output ports, the power adapter and charging cable, and a cooling system for the processor. Apple had originally requested tariff relief on 15 Mac Pro parts that are all made in China. 10 of those requests were approved, but we now know that the remaining 5 have been rejected. What this means is that when Apple imports those 5 Mac Pro parts from China, it will be forced to pay up to 25% tariffs. Once those parts have been imported, Apple will be able to manufacture and assemble the rest of the Mac Pro in Texas. The Mac Pro is slated to be released sometime later this year, starting at $5,999, alongside the Pro Display XDR. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Bear, the beautiful and flexible writing app for Mac, iPhone, and iPad. Whether you're taking quick notes, writing in-depth essays, or planning longer, more complex technical writing, Bear offers a super clean but powerful text editor. It includes advanced markup tools, rich text and image previews, built-in organization and search, and much more. With the latest version of Bear, you can encrypt individual notes and lock Bear itself with password protection. You'll also find new export options for HTML, Markdown, PDF, and more. And all of that comes in addition to theme selection and dark mode support. You can head to bear.app to try it now. That's bear.app, and my thanks to Bear for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Fans of Call of Duty can now play the game on their iPhone and iPad. As promised last month, Call of Duty Mobile is now available, with Activision touting that it's a full game experience that should be familiar to users who have also played on consoles. Call of Duty Mobile includes head-to-head competitive multiplayer modes, as well as an all-new Battle Royale experience, including classic locations from Call of Duty featuring land, sea, and air vehicles. Call of Duty Mobile is free-to-play, but there are in-app purchases ranging from 99 cents to $99, so it remains to be seen how much of the game you can effectively play without having to buy points. Nintendo released Mario Kart Tour for iOS last week, and a similar in-app purchase structure is what angered many loyal Nintendo fans. The jury is still out on how Call of Duty Mobile will be received, but hopefully the experience proves to be at least somewhat enjoyable for all users. If you want to give the game a try, you can download it now on the App Store for free. Rounding out today, Apple has announced that it will report its Q4 2019 earnings on October 30th. Following the release of the actual earnings report, Apple will hold a call with investors and analysts for a question and answer session. Apple announced its fiscal Q3 2019 earnings on July 30th, reporting revenue of $53.8 billion and profit of $10 billion. For the fourth quarter of 2019, Apple is forecasting revenue between $61 billion and $64 billion, and gross margin between 37.5% and 38.5%. The Q4 2019 earnings release covers the first week of iPhone 11 and Apple Watch Series 5 availability, and we expect Apple to at least comment on the launch of its new products. With that being said, Apple no longer reports unit sales for any of its products, including the iPhone. Furthermore, the full effect of the iPhone 11 won't show up in Apple earnings results until Apple reports fiscal Q1 2020 numbers in January. As is the case every quarter, Apple will live stream its earnings call on its investor relations website, and we'll also have our own coverage on 9to5Mac. Also on 9to5Mac today, be sure to check out Zach Hall's extensive review of the Peloton digital app for iPhone and iPad, as well as the Peloton Tread and Bike. Zach details how the Peloton equipment and app can help you reach your fitness and exercise goals using the Apple Watch. You can read the full review at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5Mac Daily.